We're doing Toyag Mitzvot, and as you know, we go in the order of the month. So the order of the week, and now the order of the month, and then we'll get to the order of the year. So now we're up to Rosh Chodesh. So if someone's doing the math and figuring out when Rosh Chodesh should be, he should say, I'm prepared to do the mitzvah that our sages taught us, that we have to figure out the constellations, figure out when Rosh Chodesh should be, based on the verse in Devarim, Ushmatem va'asitem ki hi chokhmatchem uvinatchem le'inei ha'amim. This is considered our wisdom in the eyes of the nations. The tradition we have is the order of the constellations and when there's a new moon, etc. Our sages say that's something which the nations admire us for. The tradition we have, the capacity to figure out the exact cycle of the moon and the sun. And whoever could figure it out and does not figure it out, that's considered like someone who doesn't take note of God's great works. We're supposed to take, after we've learned it, we're supposed to take the time to figure out. So when is the new moon going to be? When is Rosh Chodesh going to be? And now we're continuing with the cycle of the year. We're beginning with the holiday of Pesach. When we give the wheat to grind it to make matzahs, and so too when we bake the matzahs, a person should say, I am preparing myself to do the mitzvah of grinding the wheat and ensuring that they do not become chametz, or baking the matzah and ensuring that the dough does not become chametz, in preparation of the holy holiday that's coming. And the Torah gave us a biblical mitzvah, do not eat chametz on this holiday. So this preparation is in fulfillment of that mitzvah. When we prepare other foods in preparation of the holiday, and when we purge our vessels of chametz in preparation of the holiday, a person should say, I'm preparing food and I'm preparing my dishes not to have chametz, so as to fulfill the verse that says, do not even eat a mixture of chametz on Pesach. The pasuk says, kol machmetzet lo tochelu. So when we prepare for Pesach and we ensure there are no crumbs and that our dishes are purged of chametz, we're in fulfillment of that biblical mitzvah. When we clean up our houses, a person should say, I am preparing myself to clean the house from all chametz and leaven and yeast, as in fulfillment of the biblical commandment that no chametz should be seen in our homes. It says, lo yirei lecha chametz v'lo yirei lecha se'or. So we're fulfilling two biblical commandments when we're cleaning for Pesach. And we have a commandment not only that we shouldn't see it, but it shouldn't be found in our homes, and that is the commandment, se'or lo yimatze bevatechem, no yeast should be found in our homes. So today we covered 6 or 7 biblical mitzvot. We have the rabbinic mitzvot of figuring out the month. We have the biblical mitzvot of preparing the matzah in a way that it doesn't become chametz, ensuring that we don't eat chametz on Pesach, ensuring we don't eat a mixture of chametz on Pesach, ensuring we don't have any chametz or yeast that we could see on Pesach, and ensuring that there are no chametz in our possession. All of these, with regard to Pesach, these are all biblical mitzvot.